My dear brothers and sisters and young people, tonight we gather to participate in a time of praise and adoration to our Heavenly Father for what He has done for us. We praise Him not only because He is the King of creation, but because He is our salvation. He shelters us under His wings. His mercy and goodness follow us all the days of our lives. And in the not too distant future, all the earth shall lift up praises before Him. All the earth will know Him and love Him as we do tonight. So let us join with the choir in opening tonight's program with the singing of hymn 118. And imagine yourself gathered at Mount Zion inside the temple newly built. We are there, and outside that inner temple are thousands upon thousands of mortals looking expectantly for the King to arrive. And all of us lifting up our voices in praise as we wait for our Lord and King, singing the words of the fourth verse, "Praise to the Lord. Oh, let all that is in me adore Him. All that hath life and breath, come now with praises before Him. Let the amen sound from His people again. Gladly for A, we adore Him." Hymn 118. In anticipation of that glorious day when all the earth gives unto Yahweh glory and strength, giving Him the glory due His name. Let us enter into His presence now, praising Him together with the words of Hymn 159. Afterwards, please remain standing for an opening prayer. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Bow down before Him, His glory proclaim. With gold of obedience and incense of lowliness, kneel and adore Him. The Lord is His name. Hymn 159.
Yeah.
Let us pray. Our loving and merciful Father, great thou art and worthy art thou to be praised, for we rejoice before thee tonight, Father, in the hope of our salvation. And we ascribe all glory to thy name and express our longing for thy name to be known in all the earth, from one end of it to the other. Thy mercy, O Yahweh, is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear thee, to such as keep thy covenant, and those that remember thy commandments to do them. And we are grateful for thy word and the good news that has been revealed to us concerning thy kingdom and thy Son. We are comforted, Father, and we rejoice in the grace that we receive because of thy great love for us. Thou knowest our frame and remember that we are dust. Yet thy love was so great that thou gavest thine only begotten Son as a sacrifice of sin. And despite having our nature, thy Son prevailed, and he overcame the world and was faithful and obedient in all these things. We're here this night before thee, Father, so grateful for his obedience and thankful for his faithfulness, and rejoicing with you that he hath prevailed. For indeed, he is worthy as the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And it's our hope and prayer, Father, that thou would send him soon to this earth so that by thy grace we might join with him in to transform this ugly world into thy glorious kingdom. And how we long for that day when all the earth will come up to Jerusalem to worship before thy Son, singing that glorious refrain of worthy is the Lamb, and thereby bringing glory to thee. So may our praise and our worship this night be a blessing for thee and thy Son, and bring gladness to thy heart because of our faith revealed, and our hope expressed, and our love manifested before thee. Hear our prayer, O Yahweh, and grant now thy blessing, as we offer it up unto thee in the name of thy beloved Son, Jesus the Christ. Amen. The earth shall be filled with the glory of Yahweh as the waters cover the sea. Our Lord will reign from Jerusalem in the kingdom of God, a kingdom made possible for us through the amazing love of our Heavenly Father and the faithful obedience of the Lord of glory, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And it's all made possible through his faithful obedience and what he accomplished on the cross. Praise be to God for this wondrous gift of grace, for he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son as the Word made flesh. God sent him into a world of darkness as a pure and shining light, manifesting forth his grace and truth, shining forth God's glory upon us. But let us hear the praise of the brightness of his glory.
Desire that darkness and then desire that
What an amazing love, brothers and sisters. The Lamb has prevailed, and now, gathered here in this place, we're the sons and daughters of God. The blood of the Lamb has freed us, and we wait in great anticipation for our coming rest. The pilgrimage may be dreary, but the kingdom is at hand, and soon we'll see our Master's face. Oh, how we long to hear his welcome voice.
As our Father, we address thee, call.
how true it is that our Lord is coming. Yet he declared to us, "Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame." He wants us to be prepared, being awake and watching. Lift up your heads, brothers and sisters. Our redemption draws nigh. Waters rage and roar, and though the way be dark, signs abound that speak of the coming of the King. Fear not and faint not, but look to the sky. Watch and pray always. He stands at the door.
Glory and with power, with the kingdom thy hand. Soon comes the appointed hour when Christ on earth will send. The hearts of men are failing for the troubles on the earth. We wait the great unveiling to bring thy sons to birth. And though the night is dreary and the dawn far away, and though our hearts are weary, we know soon comes the day. Lift up your heads, your redemption draws nigh. Hear not and faint not, but look to the sky. Watch and pray always. He stands draws nigh. Our lamps must keep on burning, and we pray our faith will hold. O Lord, our hearts are yearning, please bring the day foretold. When faith is turned to seeing, and our hope is realized,
Brothers and sisters, please stand as we interject now a special prayer with Brother Joel Hines from the Paris Avenue Ecclesia, seeking our Lord's return.
Our almighty eternal Father, the great God of all the faithful of old, we desire to draw near before you this night as we continue in our worship and praise. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for calling us to your kingdom and glory, for including us in your family, even through the precious blood of the slain Lamb. How blessed we are, Father, to be called your children. When we gather here this night, some weary, some burdened by the challenges of this life, and we see the world in turmoil around us, the sea and the waves roaring. We need your Son's return, Father, and we see that the world around us needs the presence of your Son. We long to see him face to face when he will be in this earth once again. We pray for the time and the day, Father, when Zion's King will reign victorious, when the kingdoms of men will be overthrown, and when your kingdom will fill this earth. A time unlike anything we've ever experienced, when peace and righteousness will prevail, when the saints will continue the work of filling this earth with your glory, with those who possess your character. And Father, as we await this day of promise, increase our faith. Help us to love our Lord's appearing more than anything else. Give us the strength to live our lives now as those worthy of the future age. Father, please hasten this day of refreshing, when faith will be turned to sight, when our hope will be realized at last. And so, Father, we thank you for all things, and we commit the rest of this evening into your care. May you look down upon favor to the praise that we offer this night. As we offer this prayer through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, our soon coming King. Amen.
Oh, how we long for our Lord's return. We so desire to be clothed in righteousness and to sing the song unto the Lamb who has redeemed us unto God. Yet we patiently wait for him now as he sits at his Father's side. He awaits the day of power when his enemies subside, and he wakes his sleeping bride as morning dew to give her power at his side.
In holiness,
and we'll sing. grace to sleeping bright as morning do to give her power.
Contemplating the glorious vision of Revelation 4 and 5, which culminates with the Lamb upon his throne and all those present falling down before him and then singing a new song before him. Hark how the heavenly anthem will ring across the hill of Zion as all that has breath hails him as our King, who triumphed over the grave and rose victorious in the strife for those he came to save. All hail, Redeemer, hail. Praise to our glorious King. That day is drawing near, brothers and sisters, when Jesus' voice will hear. And because of him, we'll sing a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing.
by God's grace and ours are mine.
We live as pilgrims and strangers on the earth, awaiting Christ's return. That day for which we yearn, when we'll be kings and priests, forever reigning on an earth that's filled with peace. Because of righteousness on the cross with Christ, as those who overcome the world, his kingdom come, and we will reign with him. Not many mighty, not many wise are called,
but those with mighty faith before whose strongholds fall.
A generation redeemed from every tongue, that day is drawing near, when Jesus' voice will hear. And priests forever reigning on an earth that's filled with peace, because of righteousness on thrones with Christ, as those who overcome the world, his kingdom come, and we will reign with him. Today preparing to rule in that great day,
God's word to guide our steps and keep us in the way.
There we will be, brothers and sisters, upon Mount Zion, in the midst of the temple, as immortalized saints. will praise the Lamb with our brethren and fellow servants, the angels, and with the mortals there, and every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. Listen now to the song of praise which wonderfully encapsulates our hope and the worthiness of the Lamb that makes it all possible. The final verse of hymn 89 reads, "Come, Lord Jesus, come now quickly. Open soon the book of life. Bring thy judgments and thy blessings. End the years of tears and strife. Worthy is the Lamb that liveth, who through death the victory won. Blessing, honor, strength, and riches be to him, God's conquering Son." We conclude this evening with everyone joining with the choir and singing hymn 361. And afterwards, please remain standing for a closing prayer by Brother Everett Muniz of the Paris Avenue Ecclesia. In verse 3 of hymn 361, we have the reference to the kingdom vision of Revelation 4 and 5. "Ye saints, who here in patience your tribulations bear, shall live and reign forever, and Christ's own kingdom share. Around the throne of glory, the Lamb ye shall behold, in triumph sing before him your praise with saints of old." Hymn 361.
Love, right? Let us pray. O Lord God, most high, the only and everlasting God, great creator and sanctifier and healer of mankind, the God of armies and our banner, the great shepherd who watches over us and supplies our every need. Father, we stand before you this evening in awe and gratitude that you have chosen us to be your beloved sons and daughters. Words fail us to adequately express our wonder at and our appreciation for your incredible loving kindness. Father, we're so grateful that you've revealed yourself to each one of us in your word and in the life of your Son. We're filled with gratitude because his perfect life and his willing death have given us the hope of citizenship in your kingdom, the hope of freedom from the confusion and fear and pain that grip this world. Father, we look forward to that great day of release with eager anticipation. We long to be free, to experience the peace and joy and strength of immortality, working together under your Son's direction, filling the earth with your glory as the waters cover the sea. And Father, as much as we long for that day, we put our trust in your faithfulness to send him when the time is right. And while we wait for that glorious future, when your Son rules in the earth, Father, we know that we must allow him to rule in our lives today. This isn't something that we could ever accomplish on our own. And so we lift our hearts now in praise and thanksgiving for your willingness to teach us with such gentleness and compassion and patience. We earnestly aspire to be grateful for every aspect of your work in our lives, Father, even when it's uncomfortable or downright painful, because we know that you are a faithful creator, preparing each one of us for a permanent place in your family. And to that end, Father, please help us to better perceive your presence in our lives and your incredible love for us, so that we learn to trust you more and more with each passing day. Teach us to be stubborn in our determination to crucify our flesh through loving service to you and your family, so that the gratitude that we struggle to express in words can find its full expression in lives given over freely and fully to your will and purpose. As we near the end of this very special week of Bible school, Father, we are especially grateful for this opportunity to be renewed and refreshed for the journey ahead. We know that we travel under your watchful care in the company of angels on a path marked out by the life, death, and resurrection of your beloved Son. His example reminds us that you can conquer any of the high-walled cities and giants that stand between us and the glorious inheritance that you've prepared for those who love you. And so, Father, bless each one of us to be strong and of good courage as we work to apply these lessons that we've learned and to share the encouragement that we've received this week. We lift our thanksgiving, our praise, and our petitions to you through the Lamb, the captain of our salvation, our high priest, and the king for whom we wait, our Lord Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Thank you.